Get this disgusting man thing out of here. Oh my, my. And who might you be wandering into my domain? Did they put you up to it? How adorably disgusting. The way your skin crawls. The way you look at me, like you want to call me Mommy. It would be adorable, darling, if you weren't so filthy. From the outside world, you have nothing, not our blessing, and not what you need. I and my daughters live here. In this castle. You, however, must be purified, my dear. You must be cleansed. Only then, darling, will you ever have what it takes to survive. Otherwise, it's impossible, I'm afraid. You'll be just like those disgusting creatures. Every day, wasting away, growing older, weaker, until you crumble like the bones in my cellar. But don't lament. A pretty little thing like you doesn't deserve such a fate. And I may or may not have a plan for you. Do not fret. This is only the beginning of what we plan. The world will bow to me and to her. Mother Miranda has big plans for you, I hear. It may not seem like it, darling, but this is your future, your present. And where you belong, nothing in the world could get in the way of fate. Oh, but those trifling little disgusting fools you see out in that world, that big, wide, disgusting world, all purged and nasty. All of it. You will understand it one way or the other. I don't care if I have to entice you. Oh, trust me, darling. This is going to hurt you far more than it hurts me. But don't fret. This is only part of it. Your future here starts now. And the further you fall, the more you understand, the faster everything can be adjusted. You are not just disgusting, but you have beautiful qualities, like an unrefined gem, darling. You simply need to embrace it, this gift. Then, and only then, can you be beautiful forever. Like we are. It is your destiny, and Mother Miranda has never made such a mistake as to choose someone unworthy. So, trust, darling. Trust it. Trust me or trust her. Trust everything, as it's for your best. Interest. You'll be here for eternity with us. And of course, we all have that illusion of choice, that we have a choice in the greater scheme of things. But darling, you don't have to dull yourself to be like them. You have spent so much of your life living it. As an ordinary, boring, disgusting, boorish creature. But no longer. Just as those nasty technological advances out there have promised everything and delivered nothing, Mother Miranda will save you, as she did I and my daughters. You, my dear, have a much more special role to prepare, don't you think? I was in need of someone just like you. Of course, you're free to refuse, only in the sense that I could deliver you a most agonizing death. Trust me, it would give me no satiation beyond a mere blood bag to devour. Everything I've done has been for you. For you. That is why you merely need to embrace the pain, embrace your new life, and embrace this gift. That is all you need to focus on, now until forever. Blessed be my new muse. Blessed be that you understand I am trying to help you, trying to understand you, trying to figure you out, to be there where none have been before. And that way you'll be able to feel it. That change sinking down your spine, or that chill running up it. I don't seek anything so grandiose, but you will be mine. Once I've decided on something, darling, there is no getting away. Don't look so excited. You still have much to do and much to serve. Start with some tea, won't you? We mix the blood that we need into such a convenient way. We enjoy the finer things in life, like wine made of blood, too. There is so many ways to enjoy this gift you've been given. Whether you enjoy it from a fresh pig from the slaughter, those disgusting creatures make for a tasty snack, I assure you, darling. There will be no starving here. Let Castle Dimitrescu be your new home, your haven in such an uncanny and terrible, disgusting world, one that you don't deserve to suffer through. My dear, you should sit down. Forget the tea. I've thought of something more becoming of us. More becoming of you and that petite little form of yours. You may not be so imposing as me, so graceful yet so weak. And yet, your skin has such luster to it. I can't even begin to help myself. So you will do it for me. Your lips drenched in fresh blood. Did I bite too hard, darling? And yet you can handle it. You can handle every sensual little thing I do to you. Won't you, darling? This castle is ours. This beautiful, wonderful place. A haven where you can worship and enjoy the benefits of Mother Miranda You and I, we have started something, and yet you haven't pledged your loyalty to me. Such a shame. Then I think there's only one thing to do, darling. You're going to need to offer something. Something far more becoming than mere words. But what? I can hear you asking. It is such a trifling question. Someone that has only just received the gift is so frail, so weak, and yet so soft, so supple. Now is the perfect time to savor something from life. Something even better than mere gifts and futures, darling. Savoring the blood from your lip has taught me something. That you have so much more to offer. So much more than I am dying to taste. Not just your blood, I'm afraid. There's much more to this nuance of love, of lust, of touch. A dance of blades and flesh, reaping the flesh from the bone, reaming the cries of those who deserve it, rending those who still wriggle in their chains. You will help me, darling, in tending to the victims. We have to keep them alive at least a little while, or else we can't harvest enough of that delicious blood from them. How quaint. Your obedience is duly noted. Something that I have come to understand. That your body is aching right now. Do not fret, darling. That's normal. All of this is. Every last bit of it is normal and good. The lingering taste of blood. Oh, so enamoring and exhilarating. You excite me, darling. You make this heart race. Have no fear of that, darling. I just may be a bit catty at times. But have no fear, darling. My claws will not cut through you, so long as you amuse me, so long as you make yourself so well known, so wondrously supple, so incredibly delicate. A spice in my life of touch and taste, deserving of something more, aching for more even still. And why is that, darling? Why? Because you have gone along with my unusual, albeit reasonable, demands. I think that deserves a reward. All of this deserves a reward. Your dedication, albeit short, as time is fleeting. You have proven yourself to be worthy of touching me. And touch me, you will, as I, no doubt, will touch you in ways that drive your mind further from what you consider the norm of humanity. The prejudice as thick wine caving into a sweet, soft and deadly embrace. How honest. Your body is as honest as you. Reacting from a mere kiss and hold. The difference of our size only emphasizing the silhouette of our untimely advances. I know you feel it. I can hear your heartbeat faster and faster with every graze of my blades against your skin. With every moment I spend tantalizing that wonderful body, as enticing as it is mine. You are mine now. You belong to Dimitrescu. You will refer to me only as Lady Dimitrescu. And if you do well in your services, whether be the bedchambers or the castle, I will find ways of which to spoil you. It does not come without praise, as you deserve it. You do deserve it so, so very much. Praise is such a strange word, don't you think? It is like those clothes that fell off of your back. Praise is as lust's best friend. The two inevitably collide in something fanciful, like a kiss from the moon itself. Don't you think? Now, darling, this is only the beginning. Merely shedding your outer shell is never enough. You must go deeper. Find your desire to serve me. And I will spoil you like no one else could ever hope to. Even better than Mother Miranda. The way you move is like a silent dance, to a tune of which I have never heard in my life. And yet still, it plays out. Your hands in mine, together, forever, until death do us part. Don't you think? It's much more romantic that way. To dance under the moonlight, to find the words at the tip of your tongue that you would never say without asking permission first. Please, may I have some more? What do you think suits you the most? This outfit? This one? Nor perhaps no outfit at all. I can't decide. As you, Locust, though, a flower falling from a tree. Only I get to see it when it falls so beautiful and lifeless. The only difference being you're anything but cold and lifeless, and that alone makes you special. That alone makes you mine. Oh, please, darling. Relax as much as you can with my nails at your back. The threat of danger only excites you, doesn't it? Then service me. You may refer to me how you please, just this once. But I suggest you earn my favor. Oh, that is devious. You are quite talented outside of mere filthy creatures. You and your tongue are so uniquely gifted. My, how dedicated you are to pleasing your mistress. Yes, good. As it should be. As you deserve. Darling, you are so beautiful when you do that, when you don't hold back. Oh my. With the audacity to kiss me after. Oh, darling, you've done good. Very good. A reward is in order, don't you think? A reward just for you. Do your best to keep your mind about you, as I know my talents and my tongue are far more than your body could ever handle. That delicate place of yours, your most precious. Make no mistake, I do not hesitate with my rewards. Scream my name, darling. You have my permission. Mm. Do not squirm too much, or else I may accidentally hurt you. Your flavor is enamoring. Exciting. You are such a good little pet for your mistress. I can taste your blood already. Even through such a sensitive place. Oh, darling, you are such a better treat than you know, and I wish to spoil such a tasty morsel, such a good pet. Do you love your mistress? Yes, you do. Keep those legs spread and close your eyes. What a good pet you are for mommy. Oh my. By the look on your face alone, I can tell you're going to be quite the handful. So long as you do not mingle with the disgusting man-things and follow my orders directly and to the point, you will enjoy more of this in my bedchamber every single day. No matter how long or short the day is, the night follows in such a gorgeous way. You are mine now. Make no mistakes. You are mine, body, heart, and soul. Do not forget that. Never forget that. And you'll be happy for an eternity. Welcome. Mommy loves you dearly. When you look at me, I see that desire burning in you in such a naughty way that makes me want to tease you, but I'll refrain from it this time for fear of breaking my newest pet. Good pet, stay right beside me.